This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The oxygen supply for the 53 crew members of an Indonesian submarine missing in waters of Bali is said to run out early Saturday with no sign of the vessel. Search resumed, bolstered by the arrival of a sonar-equipped Australian warship. The submarine disappeared after it was last reported dive Wednesday off the resort island, and concern is mounting that it may have sunk too deep to reach or recover in time. The Navy chief says the submarine was expected to run out of oxygen as of 3 a.m. Saturday. Apart from the Australian warship, an American reconnaissance aircraft is also joining the search. U.S. health officials lifted an 11-day pause on Johnson & Johnson vaccines following recommendation by an expert panel. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday the benefits of the single-dose COVID-19 shot outweigh a rare risk of blood clots. The CDC and Food and Drug Administration decided that J&J's vaccine is critical to fight the pandemic and that the small clot risk could be handled with warnings to help younger women decide if they should use that shot or an alternative. European regulators earlier in the week made a similar decision, deciding the clot risk was small enough to allow a rollout. Lane Maxwell has faced her trial judge in person for the first time as lawyers squabble over exactly when she should be tried on sex trafficking charges alleging that she procured teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse at his posh residences. She pleaded not guilty Friday to sex trafficking conspiracy.